Welcome to Let's Talk, brought to you live by the National Indigenous Radio Service. Catch all the hard-hitting news and current affairs that focuses on all relevant First Nations issues from a First Nations standpoint. This is Bo Spearham with Let's Talk.
Good morning and welcome to Let's Talk. Before I go on any further, I would like to pay my respects to our elders and also elders of more recent arrival. And I'd like to pay my respects to the traditional owners on this land we are broadcasting from. I'd also like to pay my respects to everybody around the continent that is tuning in via the National Indigenous Radio Service NIRS. Or if you're tuning in via our app, 98.9FM for the best country, which you can download for free from your app store, so please do so. Or if you're tuning in via our website, 989fm.com.au, you can stream us live through our website. Also, this program is podcasted, so you can listen to previous Let's Talks. You can also stream us on Apple Podcast and also Spotify. Those platforms beaming us into your communities. And as always, it is great to have your company. Before we go on any further, I would like to pay my respects to the Bobongi family. It became aware to myself late last night, that a friend and a well-respected person in this community has passed away, sadly. It was a sister girl who was an amazing photographer and also would create space for our mob to perform and just, you know, be very creative. Yeah, so I just want to pay my respects to the Bobongi family and sisters, friends and family who may be listening, or even if you're not, I just wanted to pay my respects to her and her friends and family. And, you know, yeah, if there's, you know, further funeral details, I'd love to let people know about those as well. But I do want to pay my respects to her and her family as well. It's a big loss for us as well. Over the last couple of years, I've got to meet some amazing people, and I got to interview Brother Ali, who's an amazing a rapper from the United States. And she was sort of that link into me having that conversation with him. I'll never forget that. Thanks, sis. But on the program this morning, I'm chatting with two amazing people who are doing some stuff in the next couple of months. They are podcasters and radio hosts. They are a part of Awesome Black, which is a platform for Aboriginal creatives in the audio sort of industry. They have an amazing podcast called Warriors of Dreaming, A Fear of a Black Planet, and also the Bro Originals. And a couple of years ago, I was a part of a boot camp down in Sydney with Spotify. It was an amazing experience to be a part of that with other black fellas from different parts of the country who wanted to, we got shown sort of the steps in terms of how to come up with an idea, and or we all had our own ideas, but sort of how to flesh that out into a podcast. So coming up, I'll be yarning about the Spotify Sound Up project, which is happening later this month. Next month. But I'll just get this up as well before I get these guests in. It's just trying to open up this link. So this link that I'm opening up on my phone, it's the Sound Up Australia. Australia Sound Up program takes place on Monday, May 31st to Friday, June 25th. And applications deadline for this project closes on the 19th of this month. So if you are, you know, Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander and have a great podcast idea, Spotify invites you to be a part of this project. I'll bring these two mob in to have a bit more of a yarn about it as well. Good morning. How are you going?
Hey, good. Thanks for having us, Bo.
All good.
Hey, Bo.
I guess just first to kick us off, your mob in your country and whoever wants to go first.
You go first, yep. Brooke.
Okay. I'm always jumping in first anyway, so I might as well. So I'm a Bundjalung woman. My nan was from the Casino and Melangany area, but she was removed down to Sydney. So I've lived my whole life, most of it, in Bidjigal country in Bankstown. So Southwest Sydney represent over here.
Shout out.
That's me.
Yep.
I'm Travis, Gimilaroi Darug, born in Musbrook in the Hunter Valley, and grew up kind of southeast Queensland, out bush there. And now I am living on Cammeraygal land down in Sydney, and between there and home in the Hunter Valley.
Awesome. Thanks for that. As I mentioned before, Spotify has a boot camp that is coming up. I was a part of it. First time I met you, Travis, and your brother was there. I believe it was late 2019, I want to say. I think, late 2019.
Yeah, 2018, I think.
2018, actually. Sorry.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Yeah. 3 years on it. And it was an amazing week. We got to hang out at the Spotify building in Sydney, which was pretty cool. Meet different industry people, meet other mob who have created podcasts or have used podcasting to sort of amplify what they're doing in media as well. I remember there was Lorena Allum, there was Brother Boy, he's a clerk, Alan Clark, and a few other amazing Aboriginal people who are using podcasting to sort of amplify what they are doing. But before we get to that, I know the both of you have been involved in radio and podcasting in some capacity. Could you tell us a bit about what you've been involved in?
Yeah, For me, I guess I'm more of a baby to the industry than Travis is. I was on Radio Skid Row all of last year. My sister girl, Lorna Munro, had been running just great stuff on Black Fridays there for a while and was looking for more black fellas to come on. And she asked me in, what year was it? I still don't know what any concept of time. So I think it was the end of 2019, and she was wanted to have somebody come up and do a bit of a news roundup, a bit of a sort of, breakdown of some political stuff, look at some intersectionality and that kind of thing. And she brought me on because she wanted somebody a bit snarky. So that worked really well. And when we went into the sort of COVID lockdown, we couldn't go into the station, and I got thrown into podcasting sort of head first and had to teach myself really how to do it all from the ground up, learn how to use the technology and everything like that from home by myself. So, I'm really passionate about podcasting as an art form and a platform to share stories.
Deadly. Travis, we've had you on here a couple of times. It would be good to sort of retell that story for our listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I started podcasting. I started the show Bro Originals back in the beginning of 2018. But before that, I was producing a podcast for the Opera House with Rhoda Roberts called Deadly Voices from the House. But I first kind of got into radio and that sort of stuff way back in 2010 or 2009 when I did a package making workshop with the ABC over a couple of weeks and got my certificate for in radio package making and that kind of introduced me to that sort of style of audio creation and then I went into kind of various industry stuff and a few years ago got very into podcasting with Bro Originals. So what I found after a year or so of doing Bro Originals is that, we needed to kind of actually create space for black fellas in podcasting, and we needed to be able to amplify that because podcasting was still in Australia a relatively new sort of industry. So I started researching and kind of pushing and probing in the industry for what was, you know, what was the right thing to do, and where should I get my foot in the door, kind of as a like key point in the industry. And I decided on creating this organization called Awesome Black to be a like representative network for other First Nations podcasters, kind of off the back of the success of Bro Originals.
That's amazing. And you know, last year COVID hit pretty bad. Brooke just said, you know, sis, you just mentioned how you just were chucked in sort of the deep end to learn podcasting, to learn, you know, a lot about it. Like that last year under COVID as well, that's when I started my own podcast. And I'm sure, and I think lots of other people would have in that time as well. What sort of platform does, you know, podcasting give, you know, black fellas? And I know it's, you know, it gives Mob obviously the opportunity to sort of speak on various different issues, you know, and a wide range of issues, or sort of, you know, they come at things differently. But I guess for yourselves, you know, why do you think this is a much important space for our mob?
I reckon for podcasting, something like this Lorna has always been talking about for a long time. Sorry, I invoke her all the time because she teaches me so many things. She's been talking a lot about, you know, spoken word poetry and, you know, the power of control when you're speaking your truth. So rather than writing it down, when we write down our stories, other than the fact that obviously we have an oral history and we're an oral storytelling people, and my budgie's going off at me at the moment. Basically, it allows you to maintain more control over that story. If you're, you know, speaking your poetry out loud, nobody can take it, nobody can alter the words, nobody can steal it from you. And I feel like it's the same with the podcasting. Even if you're doing a silly, funny narrative like, you know, we do in Fear of a Black Planet, it's very much about the control and the ownership and maintaining the ownership, which is difficult in the colony, I feel like, with everything. Especially the written word, which often will get edited or misappropriated. So, yeah, for me, I feel like that's one of the main things.
Trav?
Yeah, I think, like, with podcasting, there's been this whole focus and this idea that that podcasting has, like, democratized the media landscape, and so that anyone can speak now and can have a platform. But, I mean, that's only true to a certain point in terms of, like, your financial situation and your ability to access equipment. And so, like, for podcasting for black fellas, like, I feel like once we get kind of control of the equipment and are able to have the skills to do that, like, it gives us this platform to tell our stories our way, which is something really... that's really, really important to me, is that when we tell our stories, that they're not kind of then filtered through a non-Indigenous lens.
Yeah.
That we, you know, we tap directly into the source, and we, you know, we create this trust and like shared experience between the producers of a show and the people, like, and the hosts and the guests. Very similar to what you do, Bo, because, you know, like, this is all cohesive, and, you know, you're giving us this voice and this platform. And it's the same with podcasting now. Like, we need to be not going through another set of non-Indigenous kind of roadblocks.
No, for sure as well. And, you know, when I was there in 2018, it was amazing just to sort of see the diversity of sort of the ideas that Mob had, and how they were sort of bringing it to the table, and, you know, over that week sort of putting it down together, you know, from, you know, obviously my idea was Frontier Wars. You know, there was a brother there who was doing, who was an architect, and sort of looking at how, you know, architect, you know, was destroying Aboriginal land, and which was an amazing concept. Brother Joel, I forgot his last name. Lorna was there as well. She was, you know, telling stories of the history of Redfern, I believe it was. Yeah. You know, Rowdy, you know, who's the first to sort of have the Spotify original podcast up, which was telling, you know, the top 10 asked sex questions to Google. You know, we had a whole range of sort of different ideas and perspectives. And how, you know, I guess, and like you both just mentioned, sort of mob sort of, you know, owning and sort of one owning that sort of idea and creating a sort of space to give, you know, our community as well, which I think is an amazing thing within itself. And I think, like, Brooke, you brought up an amazing thing about, you know, taking it away from this idea of writing things down and sort of bringing it back to, you know, this oral history or sort of this oral sort of passing down that, you know, we have sort of used, you know, and continue to use today as well to transcend, you know, like that in itself is an art form, you know, and if anything, definitely, you know, it's what has sort of transcended us, you know, over sort of, you know, whether you want to say 60 to 80 to the first sunrise.
Time immemorial. Exactly.
That's it. You know, like a very sort of powerful tool as well. And for myself as well, that's why I sort of, you know, fell in love with radio and podcasting as well, is because, you know, on one hand, you know, reading and writing isn't my strongest point. You know, so I wanted to have the opportunity to speak to these amazing people who have done, you know, these amazing things about our history, and put it, you know, into a platform that's more easily digest and, you know,
it makes it accessible too. Hey, like,
definitely,
you know, there's so many, like, really awesome, you know, pieces of, like, academia out there. And I know that my sister Kaya is doing a lot of work in the uni there and looking at, like, you know, black histories and that kind of thing. Unfortunately, when people do PhDs, the stuff they write, I couldn't read that for the life of me. I couldn't. But if you're taking that work and you're turning that into a podcast or you're turning that into a radio show, it gives people the opportunity to actually engage in it. And if you're writing for community or you're studying for community, but community can't access it, then what's the point?
Hell yeah. Maybe that's what we should do. We should just push, like, all of our mad and deadly black academics who are doing their PhDs and, you know, to change it to a podcast.
Yeah, so sure. Yeah. No, so then, more essays. Let's make some more podcasts now, eh? Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Ideas is the best part, I reckon. You know, I don't know about you, Travis, but that's what I'm most excited about, being a part of Sound Up and as a facilitator. We get to see the most awesome ideas, and I think as black fellows, like, mate, we have been coming up, everything that was ever invented in this world has been invented by us first. And so every new idea that comes out is just, like, so exciting.
Fire.
Yeah, exactly. Especially the real creative ones. Like, I think, like, you know, Rowdy's show is a really good example of that with Search Engine Sex. It's, you know, a lot of the time we get pigeonholed into these boxes of you're a black fella, so you got to talk politics.
Yes.
And, you know, a lot of us love that. I love talking politics, but at the same time, I like being silly as well. You know, I love working with Travis because we get to do both at the same time. But you can come in and be a black fella and make a podcast about shoes. It doesn't have to be pigeonholing yourself or also putting yourself through the trauma of reliving some of these, you know, sometimes with the history, it can be a lot. I'm sure, Bo, you've had a lot to deal with going through that traumatic history of our people and, you know, since colonization and the frontier wars. It's really tough stuff. And it doesn't have to be always that. I think expanding our horizons is something we really want to promote this year with Sound Up, in that you can do whatever you want. We've got the best imaginations in the world, so let's harness them, hey?
Definitely. And that was something that I wanted to talk about as well, as sort of, you know, how we create our own spaces and sort of how we're not pigeonholed. But what I wanted to do was just take a quick break and then come back after that, and sort of continue this yarn on sort of, our mob sort of owning our spaces, and sort of having the opportunity, to do that through sort of this upcoming bootcamp, Sound Up bootcamp with Spotify. So we're going to head to a song from Troy Cassidaly. You're listening to Let's Talk here on Murray Country 98.9 FM.
Hey, look out. Did you know that you can now attend your appointments from the comfort of your home? Telehealth appointments can be conducted over phone or even better, video consults. This offers our mob the same level of privacy and security as you would get in clinic. All you have to do is find a quiet spot to have a yarn with your doctor. Video consults will allow you access to healthcare, and you can discuss test results and post-op care, as well as discussing chronic disease management plans with your GP. All you need is a device with a camera and internet connection. It is also our mob's responsibility to make sure you're attending these telehealth appointments in a private and safe environment. To find out more or to book an appointment, contact your local clinic today. To find your nearest clinic, visit www.iuih.org.au/findaclinic.
A message from the Institute for Urban Indigenous Health.
Station sponsor.
Beside the old sawmill where my people were killed, I see shadows on the hill. I see shadows on the ground where the bones don't make no sound, hidden so they can be found. I see shadows on the ground on the old Glen Innes Road, where the great man river flows, men, women, children slain, buried up there on that range. I woke up in the dead of night, saw two men in the firelight. They had scars across their chest, said their spirits cannot rest. They spoke to me in tongue, I answered back at very once. Never spoke that way before, I am not a man by long. But I see shadows on the hill up beside the old sawmill where my people were killed. I see shadows on the hill. Where the catfish makes its ring and the birds refuse to sing, voices follow family lines as they whisper through the pines. And around the granite stones, they'll forever be alone. Their killers got off free, but their shadows never leave. I see shadows on the hill up beside the old sawmill where my people were killed. I see shadows on the hill.
Shadows on the Hill by Troy Cassidaly. An amazing song that is. Yeah, if I could, I'd play that nearly every show. I think for a while I did. I have this tendency as they say, kill a song because I just keep playing it. An amazing song. I think I said it last time as well. The first time I heard it was on, I was watching NITV, and he was performing at, I believe it was the Country Music Festival in Tamworth, and he had some dancers come up while he was singing, and because it was like a pre-recorded sort of video, he was telling the story of how he wrote the song and where the story comes from, and it was amazing. He is a deadly singer too and makes amazing music. If you are joining me, I'm having a yarn with Brooke and also Travis from Awesome Black, and we've been yarning about the Spotify Bootcamp, which I was a part of in late 2018. It's coming up. The applications are open online now. I'll attach that to the podcast link when we go back, when we'll put the podcast up a little bit later on as well. What I wanted to ask is Mob now, we were just sort of talking a bit about them and how they got involved in radio or podcasting and sort of the importance of our Mob owning these places, owning these stories. And now I want to talk about sort of the opportunity to sort of hone these stories, you know, through this training as well. And we just sort of heard Brooke mentioning she was sort of invited by one of the sisters from Redfern and Waterloo into the station. Then COVID hit and sort of got chucked into the deep end in terms of how to podcast as well, which can be very, very daunting at times when we're using new technology, when we're sort of trying to get used to our own voice. I remember the first time I ever heard my voice on radio, I was like, oh, really?
Oh, how shame were you?
Yeah. Like, oh, shame. I sound like that.
I'm so much more nasal, like when I hear my voice back, I'm like, oh, God. I'm sure I sound better than that in real life, but apparently not. You get over it eventually. Now I'm like, listen back to my stuff all the time. I'm like, oh, that was good. I sound deadly there.
Yeah. Now, sometimes I just get, you know, sick of hearing myself, so I got to switch the radio off or, you know, not listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
On too many airwaves now. On too many channels now. But, you know, this opportunity, you know, and I guess, like, you know, for yourself, Brooke, I guess it would have been an amazing opportunity for you to be a part of, let's say, last year. To sort of, you know how to sort of work within this space, you know, working with sort of professionals in this area as well. But, you know, you've sort of come through this sort of self-taught, and now you have the opportunity to sort of be a part of the next boot camp for Spotify in this Sound Up series.
For me, like, the only reason I think I was able to successfully put shows together last year was, like, under the mentoring of other Black women. And so I think this year's Sound Up, the Accelerator program, for me, I think it's so different, because in previous years it was run by a non-Aboriginal organisation, and that's all well and good with their professional experience and that, but I think it's just different. Like, when you're talking blackfellas to blackfellas, and it's just easier and more comfortable, we can create safer spaces for us to be able to make mistakes and to be supported in a way that, you know, just I think makes sense. For me, like, it was scary as hell. I had to download some new program, figure it out, watch YouTube videos, and I'm on the phone to Lorna going, how do I do this? What should I do here? And, you know, without that mentoring, it wouldn't have been possible for me, and I would have really been overwhelmed. And I think to be a part now of being a facilitator and, you know, sharing what I've learned and being able to mentor other new podcasters is so exciting.
I'm sort of somebody who, you know, when I'm learning, I like to sort of either be hands-on, it's got to be like real visual or you know, theory or text, like that stuff. You know, I'm just sort of, you know, going very slow in that sort of learning process as well. So, you know, having the opportunity to sort of work with, you know, different black fellas who have somewhat you know, experience as well in this space, in podcasting or radio, or have no experience as well. Also, just really quickly before we go further, I remember when I was a part of it and they were sort of introducing this project, this program, and one of the ways that it was started, I believe, was sort of the lack of diversity in, I think it was started in the States. So when it was originally started, they had women of color, I think in particular black women, sort of, you know, that they ran this in the States. It was very successful. And I think they had it in the UK, same thing with black women as well. And then they brought it to Australia. And I think the Spotify team said, oh, you know, would love to sort of open it up to both male and female people as well for this opportunity. As well, so I just wanted to give a bit of a little bit of a history about how that started, as well. And I think, you know, they're all successful podcasters now, in their own right and sort of in their own areas, as well. And you know, this opportunity gives people a solid understanding on how to podcast, how to sort of work the industry. You know, how to sort of do many different things that, you know, yourself and I'm sure even Travis, when you first started learning about podcasting, it was sort of self-taught as well. Is that right, brother?
Yeah, I mean, mostly, yeah. Like, and I think that's the great thing about this program is that we're all going to have the same pieces of equipment, and, like, we'll be going through how to use that piece of equipment online, and, like, we'll all have... we'll have the screens up together and can, like, we'll do the box opening of the equipment that you get when you're a successful applicant. And like, I'll be going through that. And it's the exact same kit that I use at home to record my originals. Like,
oh, so they're all getting a Rodecaster Pro.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we're going with a Rodecaster Pro.
That is awesome. I wish that was around when we did that.
They get some sick gear. Yeah, that's like, cool. I feel like, that's the whole, with this whole program, it's about equity, right? And I don't know about anybody else, but I can't afford these microphones, these bloody laptops, these programs and stuff. If you want to make a really good podcast that sounds really good, not just you yarning on the phone with your friends, you know, you need this equipment. And it's unachievable for most people. And definitely, like, especially if you're just a, like, working class, a regular old person. And we've got the best story. So I feel like this whole thing, being able to have this technology given to you, not loaned to you, given to you, that you can keep to make stories for the rest of however, you know, it's massive.
Like, oh, for sure, definitely, you know, like the laptop I have now, I brought with the money when, you know, myself and three others got sort of our project got picked to be a part of to sort of after, you know, doing the Spotify sound up as well, you know, and like the piece of equipment that, you know, if it's the sort of Rodecaster Pro, like it's an amazing setup, you know, and it isn't cheap. You know, and I myself, you know, didn't buy one as well. Like, an amazing person in this community saw what I was doing and was like, here you go. I was like, thank you very much.
It can be daunting the first time you go to use that piece of equipment. It can be a little bit daunting, especially if you've never used one before. But, like, once you get the hang of doing what you need to do with it, it's really powerful and it's really easy to use, like, once you get through that first hurdle.
Travis is our tech nerd, so that's why I'm not scared, because if you've ever been and recorded with Travis, you've got all this stuff that I don't understand how it works, and
I'm still learning how to use the setup. Like, I only use like half of it. I don't know half the other
buttons. We've got to get Travis to come and give you a bit of a lesson. I'm always like, how do I make this work, Travis? What's this? And he's got all these fancy microphones and stuff. So I'm really keen to you know, like, work together on this, because we've got such two different skill sets on it, and I can always lean on the you know sound nerd side of Travis,
hey. For anybody listening that, you know, find this very interesting and want to be a part of it, where do they go, and sort of is there an age gap, or, like, you know, do you have to be this old or this young, or, you know?
Over 18, that's it. We don't want it stacked with just young people. I feel like these things, a lot of, like, you know, older mob get scared, like, you know, this is not just for 20-year-olds. I'm 34. I'm not a baby. You know, but especially like, you know, our aunties and uncles and stuff like that, they've got some good stories. We want everybody to be applying. There's no age limit. It's just, you know, you have to be over 18. But if you want to apply, like you've been saying, Bo, like the applications are open now. They close on the 19th, so you've still got plenty of time. It's a pretty straightforward application. You basically just have to have the idea. So if you go to spotifysoundup.splashthat.com, you'll be able to find the Australian application. Or you can, it's just easier to do it that way, so there's less words to type in. And you just need to have your idea. You don't need to have anything planned out yet. You just have to have a really great, creative, different idea that you're able to sort of flesh out with words and explain to us why we want you.
And the experience of sort of the applicants, how sort of, you know, how experienced or not experienced do they have to be to apply for this?
So you don't need to have any experience at all. All you need is like a really good idea. I mean, experience is always going to help, but like I think this, the whole point of this program is equity and about like telling those stories that need to be told. So if you think you've got a great idea and you can say this needs to be told and here's the reason why, then put it forward, because I think like those are the ideas that are going to shine and get through. Like I want to see, I'm so excited to go through these applications and have a look at them and like see what, you know, what are the new shows that people, that Blackfellas want to make. Because that's what excites me.
Definitely, you know, and like sort of you mentioned before, Brooke, as well, you briefly touched on, was this sort of idea that, you know, because we're Aboriginal people, we just sort of have to be political or have to sort of be, you know, pigeonhole ourselves into sort of one idea or sort of field that, you know, suits us all, or, you know, we're all sort of, you know, radical or angry black people and this is what we, you know, want to do. But, you know, when you look at it, especially when I did it, as I mentioned earlier, it was a whole broad sort of scope on what, you know, Mob wanted to sort of, how they wanted to tell their stories or sort of create our stories as well.
Yeah, for sure. And like, I think, you know, like we were talking about it, we really want to encourage people to do what you love. You know, I think for Originals is a really good example. Like, you know, the character version of Travis in Texas that they've invented is hilarious. It's not just, you know, this kind of serious, you know, takes on things. You know, we're some of the funniest people on earth. Like, we've probably got the oldest living humor in the world. So, you know, why wouldn't we lean on that? And we've got a variety of different interests. We're not just interested in one particular pigeonhole, like we've been saying. Are you into gardening? Make a podcast about gardening. Are you into, like you're saying, architecture? Like, make a podcast about architecture. Like, if you can make it interesting, funny, well-researched, whatever, if you've got a different view on things, if you want to put a different lens on it that other people might not, then great, that's all we want.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we just be limitless with sort of your ideas and how you want to express them as well.
Limitless is exactly it. That's exactly the word. And not being scared, like, because the thing is like, it's just a little written application. It's not long. There's a few questions and all you've got to do is just put your idea down. And there's nothing comes out of it. If you don't get it, you don't get it. It's an opportunity to then work on that idea further. Because these, you know, the Sound Up Accelerator program will continue. This is a really successful thing for Spotify in creating new talent. Like, you know, looking at like the work that you're doing, Bo, and the work that Rowdy's doing, just as an example, like this it works for Spotify. There's no reason that they would not want to continue it. And in our experience of, you know, Spotify Australia, the team there, we're really, you know, excited to work with, because they actually care about our community. You know, these specific individuals, like, you know, we've worked closely with Leah Harris over there, who is really passionate about, you know, the way that podcasting is done in Australia and who owns, you know, the pipelines of getting things produced. And unfortunately for us as black fellas, a lot of the time it's non-Indigenous people. And, you know, it's rich old white guys running these big companies, and they're the ones that are in control of the pipelines, which means that oftentimes we get left behind. And that's why they wanted to bring Awesome Black on and said, you know, let's do this in a different way. We want to create and build those pipelines for the community, so we're in control of not just the stories, but also the production. And we're in charge of, you know, supporting each other, educating each other, mentoring each other, and to try and really build that industry up as a whole rather than just individual shows. So, you know, for me, I'm really keen on that, and I'm quite happy about working with Spotify. I know, you know, sometimes big organisations, it can be a bit complicated and not always sort of aligned politically with, you know, my personal beliefs. But, you know, working with Spotify so far has been amazing.
And just really quickly as well, for listeners, you know, if you're interested or you know somebody that is interested, head to SoundUp, ozaus.splashthat.com, and that's where it'll take you to the link just to sort of fill out the application straight away. It's got a bit of info on who's eligible, how you sort of how you apply for it. You know, it tells you that it's online this year as well. The first part is, I believe. But, you know, it is an amazing opportunity. And like Brooke just mentioned, you know, whether you don't get picked to be a part of this, you know, continue to work on that idea as well.
Yeah, you can always come to podcast. Awesome Black too.
Definitely, you know, definitely, yes.
If you've got an idea and, you know, you apply for SoundUp, you might not get in this year or whatever, you can always, like, you know, come to us at Awesome Black and have a chat to us. You can find us at awesomeblack.org. Shoot us an email and just be like, hey, you know, if things don't go the way you want them to this year with your idea, hit us up. Like, we are more than happy to talk to you about your idea, about ways to work on that and develop it further, either for, you know, a future SoundUp program or if we want to maybe work together and find a way to do that. But, you know, that's what we're all about. We want to try and create more space for more black fellas and support us all to sort of have the same opportunities. So, you know, yeah, feel free to hit us up.
Yeah, another amazing Aboriginal podcast that was around for quite a few years. They wrapped up, I think, late last year, was the ASH podcast, the Aboriginal Sexual Health podcast, which was created by Dom and Sasha from South Australia, from Adelaide. An amazing podcast. I believe that's one of the ones that are up on Awesome Black. Mm. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. It was really sad to see them finish up last year. It is an amazing show. And all of their episodes are up on Awesome Black at the moment. Dom and Sash have other things going on, and I'm sure they'll be back at some point making a new show. They'll be back on Awesome Black at some point.
Deadly, for sure. Just in wrapping up as well, is there anything that you'd like to sort of say to the listeners? You know, I'll continue to plug that, you know, throughout the week as well, that website, and encourage people to share, to apply or to share with family members as well. Like we just mentioned, all you got to do is be over 18 and fill out this application. The more mob, the better. You know, and definitely, as I mentioned, you know, hit them up as well, Awesome Black, you know, because they're in this space. They're already doing this as well. So the fact that Spotify want to work with them makes it even more amazing, our space to sort of work in as well. But anything else that you'd like to finish on?
Yeah, absolutely. If you're thinking about an idea, I would think about an idea that excites you personally, and if you're wanting to put that forward. Because if something's exciting for you, then the passion for it's going to shine through. But also, like, you know that there's a guaranteed audience, and it's other people like you who are also going to be excited by that idea.
I won't wrap up now, but yeah, let's sort of talk about that process to sort of, you know, how do we sort of spark that idea that, you know, whether we think, you know, and I guess one of the biggest daunting things is like, oh, you know, Will people listen to my idea? One, will I get picked? Or two, will people think my idea is well enough to listen to as well? That in itself can be very daunting, and we struggle with. I know I did as well. What do you say to people who sort of have that struggle with sort of that's the self doubt?
What Travis said is so important. Would you listen to your show? That's the thing. Like, if it wasn't you and somebody came to you with an idea, would you go, oh, yeah, that's sick. Yeah, I fully would listen to that. You know, go to your friends, go to your family, go online and be like, hey, I'm thinking about this idea. What do you reckon? You know, like, I think as a community, like, we're all about like coming up with ideas together and really bouncing stuff off each other. Like, I think, like, the confidence thing is a really tough one. And for me personally, I just pretend to be confident until it feels normal. So if you've got an idea and you're like, you're a bit shame about it, or you're just not sure, just fake it. Write the application as if you were a mediocre white man. Because you know what? They're already doing it. And there are so many boring-ass podcasts out there that are just two guys talking about a video game. So why couldn't you be doing the same thing, but probably way better and way funnier?
Yeah, I'd listen to Blackfellas talk about video games.
Exactly. So would I.
Yeah, and there isn't a show like that out there. There's no, except for Originals.
Come on, where are our nerds? I love nerd culture. We want black nerd culture. Let's do some nerd podcasts.
Also, just in wrapping up, a podcast that you're both working on currently at the moment is Fear of a Black Planet. I think there's three episodes out now. The last one was with the Courier, I believe.
Oh, mate.
Second one was the Library. And I've listened to all of them all. And I love it. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, look, Fear of a Black Planet is the most fun show to make. If you would like to come on, hit Travis up. Find us on Awesome Black. Send us an email. If you reckon you've got a good character that fits in the storyline, it's all improv. You know, if you listen to the first episode, that's me and Travis, basically me just yelling at Travis the whole time, which is really fun. Look, if you meet us in real life, you'll know that that's actually how we're like. It's just me on steroids, I think, in that episode, channeling my nan a little bit. But it's just, I think, it's a bit of a real creative way to make a podcast. It's fiction, it's improv, and it's really kind of just satirizing, like, how non-Indigenous people kind of see some of our, political figures.
That's one of the reasons why I like it as well, is because we get to sort of have a laugh.
Yeah.
At ourselves.
So why are you not on it yet? You should come on.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll catch up and have a yarn. We'll have to think about some stuff. That's one of the reasons why I like it, is because we get to just sort of have a laugh at ourselves. And because, last year, was a very big year for lots of our mob. With COVID, Black Lives Matter, the bushfires at the beginning of the year. It was just sort of chaos happening.
Yeah.
And it was just so intense for lots of our mob in different parts of Australia, and even for people who were organizing on the front line as well. And if you can't have a laugh at yourself, then I don't know what's up. I think we need to, and we do. In some of our most saddest moments, we tend to sort of have a joke or a laugh, like that many times you're at a funeral and, you think of something funny, or, you share a good memory, with a loved one. That's really funny. Like, it really, brings you back down to earth. And that's why, I like the show, and I try and encourage other people to listen as well. Shout out to you, Mob, and all the guests that you've had on so far as well.
Yeah, thanks. But I'm so excited about, where we can take that show, because, the possibilities are kind of endless. Like, we've set up this fictional world where, there is a paramilitary Aboriginal organization that's planning on taking back Australia. We can go anywhere with that.
Definitely.
And it's kind of scary, but in the right way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, definitely, you know, and like how you build the characters and stuff as well, I liked as well. And it's a sort of improv satire. I think it's cool as well, you know, very witty, you know, on your toes as well.
Nice. Travis edits us all to sound real funny, like funnier than we are in real life, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The fun process of podcasting and radio.
Yeah, exactly. It's not live, you can be funny.
But now, all good. Now, thanks, you mob. Just really quickly, I'll just run over that again. So the Spotify Sound Up Australia applications close the 19th of this month. It will take place from the 31st of May till the 25th of June. Head to soundupoz.splashthat.com and that'll take you to the link to fill out the application. I can't tell you how amazing this sort of was for myself to get a bit of insight in this industry, flesh out, you know, my idea more, and, you know, come up with sort of sort of an identity, I guess, you know, in this space as well, where, you know, you can be seen and, you know, the stuff we talk about, you know, gives our voice and platform to ourselves or our community as well. Now, thanks, Brooke and Travis, for joining us this morning on Let's Talk. Would love to definitely have you back on as well. Maybe it would be good to sort of have you back on maybe the week leading up and through the training session, just to sort of get a feel of sort of how things are going as well and where we can take it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
For sure.
Yeah, we'd love to come back on.
Definitely. Awesome.
Thanks for having us,
both. Now, that is all good. To take us out of the show this morning, you requested a song, Brooke, from Paul Kelly, yeah. Deeper Waters. Why is that?
I don't know. There's something about, you know, I'm passionate about storytelling. Paul Kelly is, like, one of the best allies we have, I think, and he always has been, without anybody asking. And he is an amazing storyteller. And Deeper Water is a beautiful song. If you've never heard it, it might make you cry a little bit. But it's just a really great story. And just, you know, he's deadly. I love him.
Mm. And coming up after that, we have a song from Travis, which is Kev Carmody. Any reason why you like Uncle Kev? Trev?
I grew up around the corner from Uncle Kev. So amazing. I spent a lot of time over at his house. And, you know, like, he would take us out bush and teach us how to make spears. And so, like...
Oh, my God.
Like,
that's
it was
awesome.
So weird. Like, we didn't even see him as a, like...
The best singer ever.
Yeah, like, he wasn't a celebrity. It was just, like, the guy that our mom would go and drop us off at. And yeah. Hey, you hang out with Uncle Kim for a few hours. And then, like, yeah. And then when I was a teenager and kind of realized who he was in this, like, amazing history, it was like blew my mind. I love revisiting Uncle Kev songs.
Amazing singer-songwriter. Obviously those two, you know, have one of the most iconic songs of our times. They From Little Things Big Things Grow, which I'll play another time. But, you know, thank you, Mob, for coming on. For our listeners, you can catch the repeat at 7 p.m. tonight. Or go to our website at 989fm.com.au and follow the links to the podcast, where you can listen to this program a little bit later on in the day. And then you can also catch us on Spotify and Apple Podcast. As always, it's a pleasure. This is Let's Talk on Murray Country.